Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room here first. Smoking chicken is his side hustle. And lately, he's been building a little bit of muscle. Here he is, producer Eddie.
Hey, one of my favorite things in the morning is seeing Amy on the road into work. Like, I see her all the time. It's awesome.
What do you mean?
She's just either behind me, driving, or next to me. I'm like, hey, there goes Amy.
Okay.
Well, I saw her the other morning, and she was in my rear view because she's behind me at a red light. And I swear, like, I saw her, it was like she was wearing a crown. Like, there were, like, these pins stuck in her head. Almost looked like the Statue of Liberty. But then when she came into work, there was nothing.
Yeah. I didn't see it.
And I was like, what is that?
What?
So,
what,
Amy, I'm asking you, what is that?
So, I don't really know what they're called, but, like, makeup artists or hair people use them to keep, like, your hair flat or out of your face while they're putting on your makeup. But it doesn't cause any creases.
Are like you putting on makeup as you're driving to work?
No. That's when I first learned about these, but they don't leave a crease, which is the important part. But they also can help tame like flyaways, like random hairs. So if I've like wanded my hair or blow dried it and there's like hairs that are kind of going over, I tame them down. Or if it's humid out in the morning, when I go to my car, I braid my hair and then I put the clips in. So that way when I'm outside, the humidity does not affect my hair. And then I take them out right when I get in the building.
Yeah, she looked like a robot, dude. It was weird.
It's a thing.
So you just train your hair in that 20 minutes?
While I drive, yeah. So that way it doesn't get frizzy or if I need to calm it down and then I can use those clips and it won't leave like a line.
That's way more than I wanted to know. I didn't know she had some kind of funny hat.
I thought maybe she had braids on
like
or something.
Like a good luck hat for the show.
Something.
Actually funny.
No, but a lot of women, you need to know about these clips. I mean, I guess guys too. I don't know.
I never even heard of them. Yeah. All right, moving on. His song is All I Do Is Win, and his favorite place is the City of Sin. Here's Lunchbox. Woo!
Speaking of the City of Sin, I just wanted to remind you guys, as a tax expert, I'm going to give you some free advice. All the clothes you wore this past weekend in Vegas, don't forget to save the receipts, because that is now a tax write-off. Even you, Morgan, who rented your clothes, tax write-off.
You're not an employee, you actually work for the company. The only way you get your money back is if you go to the company. It is not a write-off. I've checked.
What do you mean go to the company?
And say I would like to be reimbursed. So you could do an expense to the company, but you can't do it since you are, I believe it is an independent, you're not an independent contractor.
Oh, but if you did independent stuff like on Instagram or stuff, like that is independent. And so, yes, you can.
Okay, I'm not arguing. I'm just letting everybody know. I asked the same question and my answer was no. Uh-huh. Because we were there for iHeart and that's our company that pays us. And they pay us like a normal paycheck. They take taxes out. You can go to them and ask for it back. They ain't going to give it to you.
Okay. But if you did any side business.
They're the opposite of X.
Oh.
Because X going to give it to you.
Oh, I get it.
iHeart not going to give it to you. Yeah, but I hear you can try. Go for it. They never stopped you before.
But if you did any side jobs while you're there?
Like what?
What side job did you do?
I did a cameo. So, I mean, I can write those clothes off. I mean, that's a business.
Maybe.
I'm not going to fight him on that one.
Maybe.
I think you might have found the loophole, everybody. Okay. You know, you do you, though, but that's a pretty good one there. All right, moving on. She once left her car running when she got to work, and her morning cornies always make a smirk. Here's Amy.
Well, so I was just asked to join a behind the mic mentorship program.
I saw that on the internet. Your picture. They had a big picture of your head.
Oh, you saw that? Yeah. Like a press release?
No, it was a part of a whole newsletter that came through, and it had a big picture of your head. And then it said Amy's like mentoring kids.
Mentoring radio
people.
Mentoring women in radio.
Nice.
Yeah, so I was really honored to be invited. They said that they reach out to female personalities that have at least been on air 5 years or longer. And so I was like, oh. I'm coming up on 18 in 6 months. So, yes, I'll take it. And I'm excited. I've never done a program like this. So, we'll see who I get matched with. And I'll just talk with them, have conversations, give advice.
That's pretty cool. Everybody's mentoring here, right? Yeah. Mundo's mentoring college freshmen.
You.
Something like that.
American Idol.
Well, that was a job.
That was still, dude.
But I did get to write those off. Those clothes.
Are you
back
good?
To that.
Well, or they paid for them all. That's why I gave them all away so easily. I didn't pay for them.
Yeah, a lot of
that
stuff. I have those now.
Yeah, they're super expensive.
That's okay.
They'd be like, you need a brown leather jacket. And I'd be like, okay. And I'd go to the store and I'd get one. And they'd be like, these are the options of the stores you can go to. And the jacket would be like $3,100.
Whoa.
And I'd be, this one? Yeah, well, okay. They'll pay for it. I just give daddy.
Wow.
I have that jacket.
It's at one point you got it, yeah.
The one that's that expensive?
Yeah.
Oh, my. That's awesome.
I know.
You mentor us daily.
No, I think I just kind of say stuff and then you don't listen. But that's what this show's all about, you know? All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he's letting go of his Bronco truck. It just had a bad run of luck. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. I've gotten a lot of offers for that thing, too. Because I drove it to work today, by the way. You see it?
I saw it.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. We don't have room. And then, two, I don't know anything about old cars. If I loved cars, I would make... That's not what I'm talking about, though. I am already sad. I don't want to sell it anymore.
Wait, oh, yeah? You getting cold feet?
It's not cold feet. I just love it. It's awesome.
It is really cool, dude.
We put a system in it. Not like a Bone Thugs and Harmony.
808 kick drum?
No, not that. But still, like, it sounds good. Tires are new. It's got a lift on it. It's, I don't know. It's automatic. Whole new engine. Ugh.
So are the offers not that good, or are you just really just changing your mind?
I don't
tell. Or are you getting good
no, offers? People are like, hey, I want to buy it, but I don't even say how much we want to charge for it. Because I'm not going to sell it based on this show. Even when I'm doing shows, be like, hey, I'd love to buy your Bronco, like doing my tour. How much? I don't even want to tell them. Because it's a lot.
But how much would it be just right now? Just in case. You know what? I want to find my old Bronco from 19... Well, I got it in 19... Okay. Oh, what?
Yeah, and that's not even all we... put into it.
Yeah.
But it's like, I just want to get money back.
Like, where do you sell something like that?
I don't know. Dark web. Mike, can you get this hooked up?
Yeah.
I got a real one I want to do. Do you guys care if I do my real one now?
Oh, wait, is that,
that
not
was not the
that's
real
not
one?
It?
No, Ray brought up the Bronco in the intro.
Oh.
Wait, I feel like we've asked this before. Just mentor me here on this.
Well, this is now it. I'm going to mentor Amy. Go ahead.
If I wanted to find my first car, which was a 1985 Bronco, what do I need? The VIN number?
Of the exact car? Yes.
Okay.
But if you're looking for just a general one like the one you have.
Oh, man, I just wish I never sold that.
And chances are, like, a car.
They smushed it.
That's what I'm saying. A car that old? Like, no, it's not
going to be. You can find something similar.
Just get the original one, or you can buy mine.
No, I cannot.
Oh.
That's out of the question.
All right. Whatever. Okay, well, it's just going to be mine then. Add another one.
Well, what's your real one?
Who cares?
We do. We can.
I'll do it tomorrow.
There we go.
Okay.
We'll do it live. All right, mailbag time.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. I need some advice. I work at a popular franchised iced tea store. It's kind of like Starbucks, but they sell iced teas. I don't want to be that one, but I see coworkers giving tea away to their friends. I've never said anything. However, now on occasions, the local high school sports team will come in and all get teas without paying. That's costing the owners a lot of money. Do I say something? And if so, what do I say and who do I say it to? I don't want to be the one that everybody hates to work with. Maybe there's a way to give them a heads up without being that one. Signed, stuck in a tea lemma.
Funny.
Yeah. If there's a chance that you're going to get in trouble for this, you'll have to CYA, cover your blank. But if not, don't be a snitch.
What if this offers like a promotion? Like, oh,
I think she would know that. I think she would know that. Oh, you mean like they're testing her?
Yeah, like the boss is like, hey, like, thank you for being honest.
No. I hear you.
You get a raise.
I never heard of that.
Not me either.
Never heard of the Brady Bunch scenario happening at work these days. What I would say is I would privately on my phone, maybe in a notes app, CYA, and go, I saw it here, saw it here. I would never send it until it became an issue. And then I would just have receipts then. Because you don't want to be a snitch. Because you don't want to have that needle in you, you know? Hmm? Snitches get stitches.
Oh.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. So just can it. It ain't your business. Work there, but keep receipts.
I mean, eventually maybe.
They'll get fired anyway.
Figured out, yeah.
They'll get fired anyway.
The whole high school, what is it, the football team?
Oh, apparently the whole football team comes in and gets all free tea. I've never heard of such a thing. When I was playing football, we never got free tea anywhere.
And they're probably thirsty, though, after practice.
Exactly.
So they need it.
Exactly. So thank you for the email. Your conscience is raising its hand. But what I would do is just keep receipts on your phone in case they're like, hey, why don't we have as much money as we do have missing tea?
Mm, yeah. Did y'all ever give any of your friends free stuff when you worked at a food place?
One time at Hobby Lobby, but it wasn't a food place.
Oh. What did you get?
Half off frames, because the guy worked at the radio station. I thought it was the coolest person ever. His name was Ryan Stevens.
And I was just like giving him a coupon.
No, I mean, no, we didn't really give half off. I just rang it up for half.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah. And then he didn't even really know and didn't thank me. And I was like, dang, that's Flying Ryan. He didn't even give me thank you. Well, that's the end of that story, but that's the only time I ever did that. Then I bowed on my deathbed to never do that again. Yes. Why, you?
I don't think I haven't worked anywhere where I could give anything away for.
What about the gym when you're working at like Gold Gym?
No, I mean,
you don't give away free memberships. Come
I wasn't
on.
The
memberships. I don't think you can, but you could let people go in without checking them in.
That was next level. Like I was front desk. Like I hadn't worked my way up to actually selling memberships, but I had to beat people in. I would if someone's like, "Oh, I forgot my key card." I'm like, "No worries, go ahead."
What about donuts?
Oh, I gave away so many donuts. Donuts. Here, you get a donut. Dozen donuts for you. Dozen donuts.
You give away a dozen?
Yeah, no problem.
Wow, they wouldn't notice?
No, they wouldn't notice. Heck, I gave away groceries.
Attaboy.
Oh, yeah.
From the grocery store?
Yep.
Yes. He wouldn't bring someone up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'd charge them $12.
Yeah, so it looked like they were paying something on the way out. Yeah. That's what I do with Flying Ryan.
Exactly.
All right, there you go. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
So we all chipped in some money. And Mike, what do we buy?
We have Disney Lorcana cards.
What are these?
Two boxes. You want me to pull them out?
Yeah.
Can you say it in English?
Lorcana, maybe?
I don't know what he's saying.
These are cards that we bought. Remember we all invested in something?
Oh, yeah.
And Mike said, hey, for like $28 each, we can buy these cards.
Yeah, we have two boxes of this Disney Lorcana trading game.
And how do we get those?
We bought them on eBay.
Do we buy them from like somebody who had already bought them and sold them for over the price?
Yeah, so they were $50 when they first came out. It was the first time Disney's ever put out a trading card game. We bought them for $125 each.
So we have two boxes.
Okay.
And our deal is now we want to hold them and then sell them later. For more money.
How long?
Well, there are a couple options here. So what do you think we do with these, Mike?
I say we keep one and don't open it. We always say, what's the product we could buy that in maybe 10 years would be worth a lot of money? I think this is going to be it. This is a chance for that.
But who gets to hold it for 10 years?
I'll do it.
No, God, no.
I'll hold it.
Okay.
We can trust Mike.
Yeah, so we have two. We don't open either one of them. Why would we open another one?
Well, because they also have rare cards. Oh, there could be a card in there that's worth up to $400.
No, it's not worth it.
How do you cash them in?
You can sell them on eBay.
Okay.
Would there be multiples in one box that were worth a bunch of money?
Oh, yeah. Because it has, I think, there are 8 packs in here, and each one of those could have a rare card in it. Wow. So we could have 8 rare cards in this.
I say, I'm just going to vote here. I'd like to position this. I think we could hold one of them completely unopened, and then we open another and try to sell them individually.
Here's the problem. If we open one and we don't get any rare cards, we just lost $125.
Yeah, but also, if we open one and do.
Yeah.
We do.
Mm-hmm. That's the risk.
I thought you were a gambler, man.
I mean, chances are there's 8 packs in there. If there's just one card that's worth $400, it's worth it.
Do you have how much these cards are worth?
Yeah.
Okay, so They're called Disney. I thought Mr. Gambler over there would be up.
Right.
Now he wants to make like a traditional investment and sit and let the interest build.
Why are you scared, man?
Dang, so, what a loser.
So what you want to get is like the biggest Disney characters. And if we find an Elsa card in here, it's $400.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the top one in here.
Is there the opportunity to have more than one Elsa?
Yes, but the likelihood of...
I didn't say likelihood.
There's yes.
Is there a shot to have 8 Elsas?
No.
Well, how many Elsas are there? Like, period.
Yeah, is there
probably aren't
like
that
is
many.
Every pack done independently and then they're put into a box?
Yes.
Okay, so there's an opportunity for 8 Elsas.
There's limited Elsas in circulation.
Yeah,
but
will we get them 8? No. But mm-hmm, I'm saying if every pack is done individually, one doesn't have to do with the next.
The reason they're more expensive is because they make less of those cards.
Right.
They're rare.
Okay.
There's also a Tinkerbell that's $210.
Okay, Elsa Tinkerbell.
How much do we spend on the whole box?
$125 for this one.
Okay.
There's a Mickey Mouse worth $197.
That's the one I want.
A Stitch worth $183. Aurora worth $170. Belle $154. Simba $135. Hades $130. The Genie is $120. Maui is $115. And then Rapunzel is $46. That's the lowest one.
We got to open a box.
But what about the ones that aren't those? Are there other cards?
Yeah, but you're not going to get anything worth more than $46.
No, I'm saying though, if you just open a card and let's say it's like Jimmy the Trash Man, what do you do with that one? Nothing, you just have it?
Play the game.
Most of them are just game cards.
Yeah, it's a trading card game.
Man.
So you play it like you would Pokemon, but the real...
I don't know how the Pokemon play, so you didn't talk to me in any language I know. I know I play Pokemon Go, but Pokemon... are
basically,
like,
you battle other people with the cards.
Okay. That'd be fun. We can play with those cards.
No.
So... we spent how much each on a box, a single box?
It's $28 each.
On both boxes?
Yeah.
So $14.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth my $14 to open it up and see if we win.
Honestly, it's worth it.
How many people invested in the box?
Everybody.
Morgan, did you get in? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 of us?
I'm in. Of course, I'm in on everything.
You just said you didn't want to get in on this, though.
Like, you're scared.
There's 9 of us in it.
No, okay. All who want to keep the box, first of all, all who want to keep one box sealed, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All who want to keep both boxes sealed, say aye.
Aye. Ooh, aye.
All who want to open a pack.
Me. If we're opening it, I get to open a pack.
Actually, no. Because we're, what, there are 8 packs?
8 packs.
9 of us?
Mike opens all of them. It's his. He's
one.
Yeah.
Oh. I wanted to get that.
You guys have to be careful with them.
Yeah.
You don't want to bend it. You don't want to get any smudges on it.
You guys have never opened a pack of cards before.
Yeah, dude, we do sports cards. Come on, man.
Like, I'm the ultimate collector.
How about every time we feel where the luck goes, and we say, this was first to feel like it, let them open it.
No, because you'll never pick me.
Correct.
So I'm not playing that game.
I might. I don't know what's
going on.
Then if it doesn't end up lucky, then
can I be the nominated picker of the card opener?
Yes.
No. I like that.
Yes.
No.
I won't unless the group gives me the power to do it.
So I vote yes.
It's got to be majority.
Yeah, that's fine. Y'all can't hold it against anybody if you open it and there's nothing.
I know that sucks. It's like when someone rolls a dice at the craps table, you're like, you suck. And they didn't really do anything.
Or you get mad at the dealer.
Yeah, you're like, you stupid. Okay, Mike, we're going to prepare it.
Okay.
I need to wash my hands.
Wait, prepare the table.
Prepare the table.
Which one pull the other box. We'll let's look at them. And let's see which one we want to open.
I think they're the exact same.
I know, but Bobby has a feeling.
You want to pick a box too?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you should.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Let's take a break. We're going to come back.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Lori Brooks is a bus driver in Michigan, affectionately known as Miss Sparkles. Now, she was given that name a decade ago when she started driving school buses because she wears sparkly accessories, but also because she has a sparkly personality. And she's going viral on TikTok because she welcomes each kid as they walk on the bus, has conversation with them when they're on the bus, even if they have siblings waiting to get on, she'll talk to them. And she said that she just wants the bus to be a comforting place for kids where they can feel safe, things will be calm, and no matter what's going on in their life, she wants that bus ride to be like a good time for them.
Couple things. One, she's got to not be in the mood some mornings.
Oh, yeah, she's been through a lot. Like 2 years ago, she lost her husband. He died unexpectedly. And she even then only missed a couple of days of work, but was still just as positive when she arrived back to all the kids.
And then, too, you hope those kids are actually being good on the bus, because mostly kids aren't good on the bus.
No, they throw paper balls.
Yeah, the bus is where you're not good. Yeah. It's kind of like international water. It's all things good. So you hope that they're respecting her. I love it.
When as a parent, I'm thinking as like putting your kid on a bus for the first time or just every single day, trusting that driver with your child to know that they're with someone that really cares and wants to provide a nurturing environment for the bus ride to school is really awesome.
I agree. It's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We bought these Disney Lorcana cards. We have two boxes that we invested in. One we're going to leave sealed. One we're going to open.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay, and I'm looking at the two boxes. Which one? And I'm going to pass over my power to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, which box would you like to open?
Why would you do that?
What feels, he's part of the team, too.
You just tainted the power.
No, this is our guy. He's part of our team. Everybody.
He's the one that didn't want to open a box.
We're as strong as our weakest link. So, Lunchbox.
Oh, that's deep.
Which?
That was rude.
No, all of us could be the weakest link, but the chain breaks at the weakest link.
It just sounded like you were tainted.
Yeah, you were taking a shot at me there.
No. Lunchbox, you're part equal part of the team. Do you want the box in your right hand or left hand? And I'm going to write down the one I would have picked.
Okay.
You better pick the right one.
Go ahead.
Left.
Okay, thank you very much. That's the one I would have picked, too.
Thank you. Eddie, eat crap.
No, I'm left-handed, so it's easy. Okay, let's come back. We'll open it up.
Are we going to open it?
Well, yeah, in the next segment.
Oh.
We got to do this.
Who cares about commercials? Let's do this.
I hear you, but we got to pay for these cards that we bought.
When we get these cards, we're not going to have any commercials left. We're out.
Okay. We'll come back. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this. And you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva. Because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it. And it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make in like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with Magic Write, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. Magic Write will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. Magic Write is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva Docs, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
All right, we're going to open these cards and see if we got any big money makers here. So when this game started to be sold at first, Mike, they went for how much?
$50.
And now they're going for how much?
$125.
So we bought two boxes hoping they would continue to rise in value.
Oh.
So one box we're keeping sealed. The second box here, we're going to open, and hopefully we have individual cards that are worth some real money.
Let's go.
What's the most expensive one we can get?
$400, the Elsa. We're looking for Elsa.
We're looking for Elsa.
We want Elsa.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Big three are Elsa, Tinkerbell, Mickey Mouse.
Oh my. So Mickey, is there a certain way I need to open this box?
Oh, you're good.
Can I just peel it?
Yeah. I didn't realize Tinkerbell was so popular.
Here we go, guys.
Oh, listen to that.
You know what that sound was?
Money. What one? I thought you wanted to.
Here we go. I'm opening.
I did, but no one else did it.
Boom. Flaps open. Flaps open. Inside is another box.
That's a nice box.
Box in a box.
Oh.
Where I'm going to pull the lid off. Oh. Are these packs? What is this?
There's some instructions in here. Oh. There should be some booster pack. Ooh, there they are.
I hate instructions.
Booster pack.
Yeah, keep that in mint condition because you're going to sell the rules.
Okay. So what's this?
That's more part of the
game.
The game, and those are the packs.
Okay. In my hand here are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 packs.
Oh!
8 packs of money.
Well, they all have different characters on them, too.
I see Elsa.
Buzz, what do they feel like?
If Elsa's on the cover of a pack, is that a thing?
No.
Let's, I feel like going with, be gentle with them. I'm going to go with a Mickey.
Okay, the Mickey pack.
Now, what's the best way to open it? My teeth?
No, do not use your teeth.
I don't think
scissors.
So.
No.
Scissors?
Be a little...
scissors.
No, because
we should get some scissors.
Yeah, you cut the top.
But you don't want to cut the card.
But I don't. I think I can do without cutting the card.
Yeah. I don't like your slicing
okay,
method.
Okay. Yeah,
that's some scissors.
Everybody relax, okay?
You guys don't know how to pull the top open?
It doesn't. It's. I feel like I'm going to bend a card.
Feel
if I do
where
that.
It is.
Oh, my
that.
Gosh.
Oh, careful, Bones.
No, that's good. That's good. There you go.
I've now sliced open the top one.
Okay.
Come
on. You guys ready for this?
Ready.
Amy, I can't be rough with
relax.
It.
Yeah.
It won't be mint condition.
Wow.
Sorry.
All right, lay them out on that board one at a time.
Bro. I got to cut the back
Do
sleeve,
not put
too.
Them, can you move the one covered in ink?
Well, that's kind of where he's going to lay them.
No, okay. You can't lay them on the magic marker. That's going to get... Mike, that's a dirty...
Well, the board's not dirty, but we can put them wherever.
Here's... Slid them in here.
Okay, here we go. Let's see if we're rich. The first thing that's up here is a deck, one of those little codes.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
No, you're good.
QR code?
Yeah.
No, we didn't
boom.
Move.
What's this?
That's the back of it.
Oh, that's not the front of the card?
That's not the front of the card.
I was like, they're all the same, guys.
Come on, my gosh. That gave me a heart attack.
All right.
We got ripped off.
The first one. Friends on the other side. Draw two cards. Is that just a game card?
It's a game card.
Hey, unsuccessful?
We're good.
Is it garbage?
Yeah, we're not going to get anything for that.
Okay. Mickey Mouse. Hold on. Hold on. I don't know. Steamboat Pilot Mickey Mouse.
That's Steamboat Mickey.
That's the one we're looking for.
On the rivers throughout the Inklands, a little steamboat whistle answers the cheesy tunes of its pilot.
It's a Mickey card, but it's a common card.
Oh. What's the uncommon Mickey?
The one that... It is called Wayward Sorcerer, so he's going to have like the sorcerer hat.
Okay.
Man, you made me think any Mickey was rare.
Right. Next one up. Magic Golden Flower.
It's like a game card. Item card.
Okay.
Next
one. Scar.
Scar from Lion King.
That's a big character, though. It's possibly some money here.
Big character, but it is a common.
Dang it. I hate common.
Does it say common on there, Mike?
Yeah, there's a little common symbol at the bottom.
Okay.
There is?
Yeah, the little gray symbol.
Oh.
We're looking for the legendary symbol.
Okay. Timon.
No.
Great character. He's a common.
Simba.
Wait, Simba was on the list, wasn't it?
But we're looking for the Return King
this
Simba.
This is Future King.
And this is a common.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's a big letdown.
Well, there's more packs.
Pascal.
Never heard of that.
It's a lizard. It's green.
It says
Rapunzel's companion. While you have another character in play, this character gains evasive. A true friend is always there for you, whether you can see them or not.
It is an uncommon.
Hey!
What?
But it's not one of the big ones, so maybe it's worth less than 40.
All right, next up, Cheshire Cat. Not all there.
He is also an uncommon.
Hey! Oh. Write that one down.
Probably in the, maybe the $10 range.
That's good, though.
Money Bell.
Money. Wait, hey, Bell was on the list. Bell was on the list, Mikey.
Which Bell does it say?
We're looking for the strange but special Bell.
This is Bell, inventive engineer.
Mm-hmm. Still an uncommon, though. We're getting there.
Okay. Let It Go.
Frozen.
Elsa?
Frozen. Well, it says Let It Go. It's a song.
Oh.
This is a different Elsa, but it is a rare one. So we should hold on to this
one. Do we know how much this is worth?
Probably $20.
Guess, that's great.
This is one pack. We're making our money back.
Mm-hmm.
Zeus, god of lightning.
Oh, I thought Zeus was on the list. Zeus is not on the list, but it is an uncommon. So we can hold on to that one.
So for all the uncommons in that pile. And then Freeze. I don't know what that is. Freeze.
Looks like a game card.
Okay, so
it's an action one.
These are all dead cards.
Yeah.
Okay, so the ones we have that we could make money on, Lunchbox is looking up.
Man, I don't even understand how to look these.
Me either, dude. I don't know what I'm doing.
Pascal, Rapunzel's companion, uncommon.
Yeah, go.
Oh my God.
Go.
Let me see if this is the right card. And he's on a branch.
Yeah, he's on a branch. You see one of his eyes?
Yeah, he's green.
Yeah.
Go. Oh my God.
Go.
24 cents.
You can't trick us with the oh my God.
Yeah.
Because then we start to believe you.
What an idiot.
I thought it was $24. Then I clicked on it and it says 24 cents.
But even $24 isn't worth your oh my.
$24 is like, wow, look at that. Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 24 cents.
You want to look up one more? Cheshire Cat.
Yeah, I'm going to get that one real quick for you. Watch this.
Go down to C's.
I'll go up to C's.
CH, Cheshire.
Yeah. Oh, here we are.
And don't be silly.
No. Cheshire Cat.
Yep.
Not all there.
Cheshire Cat, not all there.
All right. Now we're talking.
24 cents on that one. Go ahead.
Nope. $2.25.
Let's go.
There you go.
Riding up.
So far, we got like $2.50.
You need me to look up another one?
Yeah, give me one more. Do Let It Go, the song.
H-I-J-K. Was that a rare? One of them said rare, right?
Well, these are all rare. Let It Go, the song.
$7.68.
That's good.
Wait.
I'm seeing eBay $10.
$10 over here.
Okay.
Okay.
That might be shipping.
Yeah. $10. So we're at $15 so far.
Give me another one.
Mike has an app. You can take a picture of it. It just tells you what it is.
Mine is more fun when I scroll.
No, yours takes 10 hours.
No, tell me the one.
Bell.
$2.
Nope.
You already got it.
Finally, Zeus, the god of lightning.
Wait. What is Bell? Which Bell is that? Strange but special?
Oh, is that
No, one? She's... No, it's like Engineer Bell or something.
Oh, Engineer is only 64 cents on this one.
Okay, $2. Okay, our total money we made from this one pack is... Was anybody keeping up with it?
No.
Oh,
God. Just guess.
$20.
Nah, I'd say about 10.
Probably under 40. 10.
No, because that one's worth 10. That's Let It Go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then a 7.
15, maybe.
Okay, $15 for one pack.
Okay.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we should celebrate.
How much do we pay for the whole pack? The whole box?
$125.
It's a slow climb.
That's about what we should make a box.
Hey, one of us has made our money back.
Well, that's not how that works.
No, we're all equal.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that one could be out there.
That's true. Let's play a song.
We're going to open up all 8.
We'll come back and do another one. We'll do another one later. I just want to catch our listeners up. We all took our own money and we put it into a pot and then we invested in a pallet. Now, this pallet is apparently a mystery pallet full of Amazon returns. And the goal is you buy the pallet, you don't know what it is, you open it up, you get it, and you sell all the stuff for more than what you paid for it. Everybody got it, right?
Yeah.
So we all gave Lunchbox how much money each?
$88. Yeah.
$87.25 or 50 cents.
I warned you, if you give him money, who knows what's going to happen. So, Scuba Steve, before we check in with Lunchbox, what would you like to say about us giving him our money and what we need with this pallet?
So I got a couple layers here. My first thing is I want to set a deadline because we've been messing around with this for several weeks. I feel like almost a month now. I would like to say by Tuesday, October 3rd, if we don't have a pallet here in studio, ready to go.
Lunchbox, we have to have the pallet by what day?
Tuesday, October 3rd.
We already should have it today.
Oh, here's what's funny. Here's what's funny. This guy's coming on the air yelling at me. He's still unpaid.
He hasn't yelled.
He's throwing out punishments.
I've already explained. I don't care what you say. I've already explained that I'm going to get it. I've been deemed the guy that has to go pick it up. I will pay for it when we get there.
So you're going to pay for all of it then?
Yeah, however it works, I just don't want to give my money to somebody who I know it's never going to happen to.
I'm going to have to stop with Lunchbox on this one.
Yeah. Okay. Like,
so pay him today.
Sure, I'll pay him. Okay, whatever.
Pay him today. But so this punishment does not go into effect if you don't pay him today.
Okay.
So what if he's not able to get it here by next week, what day?
Tuesday, October 3rd.
What happens?
He has to watch Amy's episode of Building Roots in full and deliver us a report the next day.
Oh, with wigs?
With wigs.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Wigs, okay. He already has. Yeah. We don't have to wait for orders on wigs.
Right. Oh, that's funny.
Where's our pallet? We gave you...
I don't have money for a pallet, so how can I get a pallet without money?
I gave you money.
I understand.
I gave you money.
So I gave you money.
So why don't you yell at someone that
that's
has...
That's not holding you back to get the pallet, though.
Really? So I'm going to go into business...
Oh, so it's a prepay. You have to pay for it before we go pick it up? Is that what it is, then?
Well, we all did.
No, what I'm saying, though, he's saying that's what's holding him back, is that he doesn't have all the money.
Scuba!
He's the only one.
That's
only
irrelevant. One.
So it is not irrelevant.
Yes, it is, because he's saying
hey,
now...
Hey, Bobby, when you're starting a business...
No, I don't start.
I got a question. Yeah, when you start a business,
He should have paid you already, because we all did.
Is it irrelevant not to have the money?
Scuba, pay him today.
I'll pay him today, but he's now saying that because he has no money, that he can't go get it.
Can't hear you.
That's what the problem is? That's what he's saying now?
He's saying if he doesn't have enough to pay for it, he's not going to go and pay for it.
But who's going to go pick it up?
You are.
Me. So shut up.
Well, what does that... Okay.
Let's go get the pallet.
He's saying that we can't get it if this it's not paid in full, and he's going to have to go get it, so he has to pay in full. It doesn't matter.
We got a bigger problem, guys.
Daddy's here, and he's here to make sure everybody's good. Scuba, pay him today. What's the problem?
He just Googled how to buy a pallet.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. You just took our money, and you just Googled how to buy a pallet?
No, he literally just Googled my money.
No. No, you didn't.
Yes, he did. I just saw him Google it.
No, he did not see me.
He doesn't know. What did he see?
The lady that called in said the Target pallets are more valuable. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out how to buy a Target pallet now instead of just Amazon.
But you gave us a number based on the pallet that you saw. You can't be changing it and paying less to... Right, keeping our extra money.
No, I wouldn't keep your extra money.
Okay.
I'm not Eddie.
Okay.
He'd buy two pallets.
Okay, so.
Right, I would do whatever, but I'm saying she said it's more valued by a Target pallet.
What did he Google, Eddie?
How to buy a Target pallet. Thank you.
Okay, but while we're doing that, we should kick. We committed to Amazon. Let's just go buy our Amazon pallet. We already know how to do it.
If the Amazon goes well, then we check out the Target one.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
You can't really change it up in the middle of it, though, unless you run by all of us.
When you are a business, you can't talk about being a business.
You've never been a business.
No, I have.
You have to pivot.
You have to learn.
We haven't done anything. We heard one caller say it worked for her better to do Target.
Well, I mean, that's the only... I didn't hear anybody say Amazon was great.
Okay. I don't care. I just need it by Tuesday.
Tuesday, October 3rd.
Scuba, if you don't pay him by the end of the day today, you have to shave your face. That's your punishment.
Mm.
Whatever. Okay. All right.
Hey, see?
Think he's serious, Scuba.
But you see how he comes and blames me, and then he gets mad when I call him out for not paying.
But you also, it doesn't matter. Everybody, just get the dang pallet. Let's lose our money and get it over with, okay?
We're trying.
So I have one more layer if you want.
Oh, boy.
Because I know we're going to reach the second and we're not going to have it, or the third.
Okay, whatever.
So my next layer is that if he then skips out on that, so we don't have our pallet.
But you haven't given him any money yet, so you can't put another layer on
it. Guys, let's keep it real here.
No, let's
Does that really matter?
Yes. No, it doesn't. We all did. We all gave him money.
I know, but here we are Googling how to even get it in the first place.
But I hear you.
Guys.
You can't layer until you pay him.
Okay.
Just for sake of... You just can't.
Well, I agree with you. Can we hear the layer?
No.
No, we'll stick with the first one then.
Yes, I have to protect Lunchbox in this case. He doesn't have all the money. God. He's not going to go. You have to go with him to get it.
That's fine.
Okay. Can we please get moving?
Yeah.
Please.
Let's figure out where you're driving to. That would be.
He has to Google it.
Where are the pallets?
Question. Who's more to blame here?
You, but barely. But Scuba's also part of it, because I understand with it not being fulfilled fully, why would you move forward? I get it. Both of you guys.
Right. If I'm not going to get my money, I don't want to move forward and get stiff.
But you've screwed me out of money.
I've never screwed you out of money. Ever.
Okay.
Ever.
Let's go around the musical world. Your number one pop song this week is Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer. Number one alternative song, Foo Fighters, Under You. They were so good at iHeartRadio Music Festival. They were so good. My wife came out and watched them with me. She was like, man, they're very aggressive. They go hard.
They do go hard.
So she wasn't a big Foo Fighterer, but she did love Fall Out Boy. And I didn't want to stay for Fall Out Boy, but then I also loved Fall Out Boy. But she just won't admit now she thought the Foo Fighters were good because she wants to be like, Fall Out Boy's... And she said, Fall Out Boy's my Foo Fighters. I said, you know who the Fall Out Boy's Foo Fighters are? Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know, all I know is Eddie looked very confused in Lunchbox during Fall Out Boy, and Caitlin looked back at them and she goes, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I looked like when Foo Fighters were playing.
Eddie was just confused because the lead singer of Fall Out Boy was literally only he sounded great, but wasn't doing any of the frontman stuff like talking to the crowd.
Right.
Like
right.
He was just singing and walk back and drink water, and the bassist would talk to the crowd.
Mm. Yeah. I'm like, I don't understand.
It was just a weird dynamic.
Okay.
Yeah. Top three country songs. Number three, Jason Aldean, Try That in a Small Town. Try that in a small town. Number two, Lainey Wilson, Watermelon Moonshine. Drink a watermelon moonshine. And number one, this song's awesome, Bailey Zimmerman, Religiously. Now I'm in this cold, bright light, and this don't even feel like life, cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. Do you like that song a lot?
I love it.
Okay, just making sure. I love that song.
I love it's awesome. One and two.
It feels like Post Malone, little vocal deal there, but also like 90s Stone Temple Pilot when they do kind of ballads, they do the acoustic.
Flush.
It's kind of that or any Interstate Love Song, acoustic, any of that. It's like the mix of that.
I'll have to check them out.
Nah, don't worry about it. They're old. They're dead.
STP?
Yeah.
All of them?
No.
Scott, the lead singer.
The main guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what they sing?
No. I mean, I could probably figure it out.
Do flesh.
I got different songs. How about, I am something like a man that somebody gave me on my birthday. No.
Nope.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right. It doesn't matter. I can't even say.
And I feel
the time's a waste and go.
That I know.
Go. Mm-hmm. We're going to tomorrow when I read.
I do know. I know that. That's the one I know. Tomorrow.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby, this story made me think of you because there's this school that decided to do Ice Cream Friday, where if you had a dollar...
I love ice cream. Let's go. I'm in.
Right. Well, you're not going to like where this goes.
Oh.
If you had a dollar in your lunch account balance, then you could get the ice cream for a dollar. However, if you are negative in your lunch account... you couldn't get ice cream even if you had a $1 bill. It was to reward those that had paid off their lunch school balances.
This is interesting.
It's lunch
shaming. So are they charging them? I hear you, but I want to get to the capitalist part of it first.
Okay.
If you have a dollar in your account, are they then charging you that dollar to get the ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid. You can't charge somebody a dollar that doesn't want ice cream, first of all.
Well, you don't have to get it. You can go. It's Ice Cream Friday. Normally,
you can go anytime to get ice cream for a dollar.
No, it's not normally a dollar.
I hate it for two reasons. One, if I want out my ice cream, I want to go get it at my own ice cream place for a dollar. Probably Sonic, the best soft serve in town.
For sure.
Whatever town you're in. Secondly, you can't really punish people who... You can, they are. But they're not saying it's punishment, who don't have the money to pay in their lunch school account, aside from ice cream. Because then you're just kind of showing everybody who's poor and who's not.
Exactly.
That part sucks. Because I was like, they made us stand in a different line. It was so embarrassing. Mm-hmm. They made all the free lunch kids get in the same line. And then all the kids who could afford lunch get in the other line. It was so stupid. Looking back, it's just how ridiculous. There were two things that we did looking back that was, well, only two I can think of right now. Looking back. Number one was that. Number two was... we did a charity fundraiser every year, the school, called Slave Day, where we sold students as slaves.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then that student would just be your slave all day, and there'd be an auction. It was, I can't believe that was a thing.
No.
And it happened every, and we were not, you can't do that anyway. And also, we had a lot of black kids at our school in the South.
Yeah.
Way bizarre. I can't believe, but you can't do that.
Yeah, no. Well, the school did apologize on Facebook for their lack of empathy. And then a little tell me something good for this story.
If they gave away ice cream, I quit. Because not even.
A local restaurant, Miss Jade Soul, she came in or the restaurant came in and paid the outstanding lunch balances for all the students in the school. And I love that this is a reminder that you can do that. You can call schools and say, hey, is there a lunch balance there? Can I pay it off or pay half it or pay somebody's or something like that? They let you do that.
That's good for her.
Yeah.
Those stories make me uncomfortable, but also it's just like, I can't believe we did Slave Day.
Yeah.
And the teachers were like, this is a great fundraiser. I mean, I was a slave.
Somebody got you?
Yeah.
Bid on you?
Yeah.
To like
I never bought a slave at this thing because they had to pay money. I didn't have any money. Not that it was too good because there have been people I'd like to have made carry my books and stuff.
It was like that, carry your books?
Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
I was thinking like crazy. Wash car.
All the anything.
Oh, my.
This is terrible. It's unbelievable.
I can't.
Yeah. All right. What else?
Well, loyalty testers are becoming a thing on social media. And it's, if you want to test out if your person, your significant other, is loyal by getting a DM from like a pretty person.
Here's the thing. If you want to test out your significant other on, they're not significant enough.
Right.
You shouldn't have to test them out.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious. I think Lunchbox wanted to do that for a while where he would be the hot guy going in at girls. But then I don't think he was going to get enough nibbles from the girls.
Right. So it's about $8 per target, this one person. That's what she charges.
Wow.
And she gets contacted for like 100 times a day to get hired. So
it's good work if you can get it, I guess. I just, aside from her doing this, if I have to worry about how faithful my significant other is, there are things I'm going to do instead of hiring for $8 somebody to message them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fundamental issue. That's not a Lunch, I wonder who you could get.
Oh, I could get a lot.
You think?
Yeah.
I just don't think women are as apt to cheat through DM as guys are. Guys are just like, think with their wiener, right. The end. Mm. And women are like, well, let's just wait. It'd be tough.
Well, I have quotes here from a male that does it and a female that does it.
Okay.
So.
A male for male or male for female?
They didn't specify.
See, that's what I'm saying. Okay, what else?
Scotty McCreery was talking about his first celebrity crush who now become a friend.
Probably Jennifer Aniston, you know? I mean, watching Friends growing up.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's just a natural beauty, you know? So, yeah, old Jennifer Aniston.
All right.
And Jennifer Lopez, you know? But I've gotten to know her, or at least I did, on Idol. So now she's just a friend.
On Idol. I was like, how did McCreery and Lopez hang out?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's from his interview on CMT Hot 20 Countdown. And I just thought it was interesting. And I didn't know. I mean, being in the business that we're in, you meet so many different people. And I'm like, gosh.
Are you trying to get me killed right now?
Don't do it, bro.
I knew she's going to lure me into it. Go ahead, ask the question.
Like from your childhood
Ask the question.
Okay, the question is, from Scotty's comment, is there any celebrity crushes that you are now friends with?
Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
No, I'm safe. Dolly.
Okay, good one.
I'm safe there.
Dolly was your celebrity crush?
I loved Dolly Parton when I was a kid. She had, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was like, dang.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Okay, that
okay.
it?
Okay. Yep, I'm Amy. That's my file.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last week, Stephen Harward and 20 of his friends walked into a Mexican restaurant in Salt Lake City, Utah. They ate their meal. Ooh, I'll take some enchiladas, please. Ah, fajitas for me. Chips, salsa. And at the end of the meal, they left a big old fat tip. $10,000 in crisp $100 bills.
Cash. Wow, oh, in cash? Just stolen.
I feel like it was drug money.
Stolen.
I
mean, yeah. Are they they're washing
I'm sure this is good.
I mean, they probably do you think they just took a brick and just said, ha?
Or
you
think they, probably.
Or they just spread it out like made it rain. Da, 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 da.
No, I think they, I don't know. I don't know what, that's a lot.
I'd make it rain.
Wait, but I guess it's not washing because you don't get it back.
Right. You're the one that said washing.
You're the only one that said that.
I know.
Yeah. We were talking yourself out of a crazy theory you had.
I was making sure.
Yeah. That's wild.
I mean, 10?
I would think it was a joke or something.
Yeah,
like not real money.
Yeah.
Or like the money that's like, you know, the Jesus money.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're like, oh, look at this. Oh, it's a dollar. It's got Jesus on it. It's like, this is a dollar for your salvation. You're like, you know, I appreciate this, but I got to pay my bills.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Dang. So who gets it? Does the restaurant split it or does the one?
It says the wait staff was moved to tears.
Yeah, the wait staff that didn't wait on that table.
Yeah, that's got to be one server.
I mean.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. I think.
Maybe they said give it to the whole place.
Okay.
You can say that.
There was no stipulation in
but if they don't say that, that has to go to the one server.
If you're the waiter or waitress, do you share it with the whole staff? Or are you like, I just put it in my pocket and not tell anybody?
If it's just, how big was the top? I mean, 4 top, 5 top? 10 top.
No, 21 people.
So. Okay, so 21 top. They probably had 4 servers.
Okay.
Yeah. So they probably split it with everybody there.
Yeah, it was him and 20 friends.
And a couple bus boys, bus girls. I'm like, looking at it. It's just cash laid on the table. It's not a break.
That's amazing. Now,
my question is, like, do you call your friends like, hey, man, let's go to this restaurant. We're going to leave a $10,000 tip. Or do you spring it on them when they get there and the friend's like, ooh, I don't want to be part of that.
I don't think it's the second one. I think that that's probably some group effort to raise the money.
Yeah.
And then they did this. They had a dinner or lunch and then left it at the end.
And this isn't the first time Steven and his friends have left big tips. Okay. $1,000 at other restaurants around the area.
So they must be doing something to raise it, and it's like a thing.
Okay. Amy, is that all tax-free for the servers?
Well, you're a tax expert, Amy.
That's why I'm asking you.
It's cash.
It's cash.
Stop saying it's cash like that.
No. Hey, that's why servers prefer you tipping cash.
Hey, nope. Nothing is tax-free. I'd like to say that for the record. All right, thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, you know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies, you know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision-making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.